Now, this slide summarises the results of the audit, with the type of mammography shown across the top of the screen and the results for the client screened with analogue mammography in white type, with the digital mammography results in yellow type, and the statistical analysis on the right-hand side. There was no significant difference in the mean age and the mean size of the lesions which were biopsied in each group. The audit confirmed that more cases of calcification were benign. The positive predictive value of biopsy in our unit for calcification has reduced down to 34.5%. Looking at our non-operative workup, we saw significantly more women achieved an accurate or a concordant diagnosis following the introduction of digital mammography, and that this was more often at the first attempt. We also looked at other features of diagnosis. We saw that significantly more lesions up to 5 millimetres, so those very small lesions, were biopsied following the introduction of digital mammograms, and that significantly more women had biopsies in more than one area of the breast in their diagnostic workup after we introduced digital mammograms. We found a non-significant increase in our diagnosis of DCIS. So all these features which improved our diagnostic workup have been reflected in changes in surgical outcomes. Where we achieved a B5 diagnosis in the non-operative period, we found that more women, significantly more women, underwent a single operation for their mammographic microcalcification. For all sizes of lesions, we actually found a reduction in the re-excision rates. So for lesions under 20 millimetres and over 20 millimetres, there was a reduction. But this was significant for the larger lesions. There was a non-significant reduction in upgrades of DCIS at surgery. And although the numbers at the bottom of the slide now are getting quite small, we did see there was a significant reduction in those lesions going forward for diagnostic excision, which were upgraded to malignancy at surgery. We can conclude.